Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, we have Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates to take a look at, well, big announcement made yesterday. We kind of knew that it was coming, but now we have a date. April 30th will be the special election date to fill that congressional seat vacated by Brian Higgins. The governor making that announcement on Monday. She had to within 10 days of Higgins leaving office. All right, Jack, thanks for being on with us this morning. Special election, it's in there. It's going to be a confusing time for a lot of people in Western New York heading to the polls. You got primaries, you got special election, general election, November for this seat again, by the way. I mean, are people going to know what they're voting for?
Well, good morning. I think it's incumbent on the candidates to make sure people know about the election, get their voters out. But it is going to be confusing. There'll be a couple different elections. We're also going to have presidential primaries in early April, which affected the date that this election could be called. But people are going to have to pay attention.
You know, Jack, there will be possibly four, if not five, elections this year here in parts of Western New York. That's pretty unprecedented, isn't it?
It absolutely is. There's also... we've talked a lot about redistricting and the redistricting process. As that sort of lags here in Albany, there's some whispers about if they don't get it done on time, also having a congressional primary in August. Hopefully that doesn't happen and they get it done, but it is confusing.
Confusing for people. Candidates kind of know what they're getting into. Is there, you know, benefit for a politician to say, look, I'm not even going to attempt this special election, even though you'd have an incumbent's advantage in November? I'm just going to sit back for a little bit and then put my chips in to start for a run in the general.
Elected officials or candidates make those determinations that maybe they'd have better luck at different times, right? Special elections tend to be lower turnout. This confusion could lead to lower turnout. But a lot of times, if you're hungry, you go for it.
You know, in the special, we know that Tim Kennedy is the endorsed Democrat for both the Erie and Niagara County Democratic committees, still waiting on the Republican challenger, and that process is being finalized right now. We should hear very soon. But have you heard anything out there?
I've heard the same thing, which is a lot of crickets. You know, we have not heard from a lot of Republicans eager to run for this seat. As you mentioned, the Democrats have endorsed Tim Kennedy. Now, look, it is, you know, by enrollment, it is a pretty safe seat for a Democrat. So I think that's a big factor in you know, why you're not hearing a lot about Republicans. We saw the same thing a couple of years ago in some of the Republican districts where there weren't a lot of Democrats lining up to run either.
Well, you know, moving on from special elections to other things going on, especially in Albany, you know, I'm wondering, because there's this whole budget process going on right now in Albany where you have all the horse trading going on behind the scenes. And one of these things seems to be this mayoral control of schools in New York City. And I'm kind of wondering, looking at that, just the governor seems to be very behind that idea. If she's behind that idea, in other school districts around the state, or if this is just strictly New York City. I mean, might this idea expand? Because here in Buffalo, you know, City Hall is a very, very limited kind of reach into the school district that, you know, we're starting to see with some of these new council members maybe change just a little bit.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when New York City mayoral control was something that was really pushed by New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, and when he was doing that in the past, we did see a lot more conversations about some other cities. At the time, I think Rochester and the mayor of Rochester were really interested in trying to get the same control. My sense is that the governor would respond a lot to the districts, and that if you don't have the mayor clamoring for mayoral control, that it's not something she's going to bring up. But with the new council, with some changes, that's a really interesting conversation that probably should be had.
We're starting to hear some pushback in Albany from legislators on the electric school bus mandate. All school buses across the state should be electric by 2035, which is just over 10 years from now, saying that it's just unattainable and unaffordable. Do you think that that mandate will be changed at all? Is this under consideration?
There is not a lot of appetite, I think, from the majority or from the executive to really change that right now. I think a lot of the advocates would say, you know, having something that is hard is what's going to drive the industry, drive districts, and try to make sure that happens. I expect as we get closer to that 2035 date, that the pressure to move it back or to create exemptions is going to get higher and higher.
Well, Jack, you know, there's so much going on every single week in Washington. I'm sure we'll be checking in with you again in the future. Thanks so much for coming on this morning. Really do appreciate it. Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell and Associates joining us live this morning.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.